Hello everyone, this is Aisha Stewart of Prophetic Expressions, speaking life through the spoken word. I am inviting you all out to listen in to my podcast as we talk about everything that pertaineth to life and godliness. I pray that you are blessed with each episode. And remember, God is faithful, that promised. Thank you again for tuning in to the podcast of Prophetic Expressions with your host, Aisha Stewart. Well, I just want to send you a word of encouragement on today, that if you're feeling hopeless and you're feeling in despair and you're feeling frustrated, I want you to look for the cloud. 1 Kings 18:1 and 2 gives encouragement by saying, "And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria." And then we go down to verse 41, and it says that Elijah said unto Ahab, "Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again seven times." And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, "Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand." And he said, "Go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not." And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Well, I want to encourage you on today with this passage of scripture from 1 Kings 18, 1 and 2 and 41 through 46, that is talking about the story of the famine that happened in the reign of Ahab. Ahab was Jezebel's husband, and Elijah was the prophet during that time period. And there was a big famine, it says a sore famine, which represents severe, or meaning severe or violent. So there was a severe and a violent famine in the land. It was a famine because there was no rain for a large amount of years. And so when the word came to Elijah to give the word to Ahab that it was going to rain, that was a big thing. And so Elijah went down to talk to Ahab and to let him know that God said that it was going to rain upon the earth. Well, during that time, Ahab, when he found out that it was that the prophet said that it was about to rain, he began to celebrate. He began to celebrate with eating and drinking. How many of you know that, yes, he should have celebrated because it was about to rain, but I believe that he also should have got into a posture of prayer as Elijah did. He get upon a posture of prayer so that he could hear the next instructions that God wanted to give them when the famine was going to be ended. And then it says that the prophet Elijah had a servant, Elisha, and he told Elisha to go seven times to look up in the sky, and that there would be a sign that it was about to rain. Well, the servant went seven times to see if there was any sign that it was about to rain. And the seventh time there was a sign, which was a little cloud the size of a man's hand. Amen. And when he saw that, God said, "Go up unto Ahab and prepare the chariot and tell him to get down, that the rain stop him not." So the word to Ahab was that it's about to rain. I can see the cloud the size of a man's hand and it's about to rain. Ahab, prepare yourself, get in your chariot and go down to where you need to get to before it rains. Because if you go and you're not prepared to go, when you go, when it starts to rain, it's going to stop you from reaching your destination. That's a lot in that word. When I think about that, it's a word and a warning to get prepared for what's to come. And I'm encouraging you today. So I want you to know that what's to come is better than what's been. And I believe that what's to come is a refreshing, a renewing, a reviving, a restoration from God in the representation of rain. But you notice it says, and the size of a cloud of a man's hand, meaning that it doesn't have to be big to be a sign to let you know that things are changing. Things are going to get better. Things are changing on your behalf. And to take courage, to take hope in knowing that God is going to change the situation for you. And it says that as it came to pass, the meanwhile, that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and a great rain came. And Ahab was in the rain on his way to get to his destination. And it says that Elijah started out after him. But Elijah reached his destination before Ahab could. And the reason why he did was because he was empowered by the Holy Spirit. The anointing of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, caused him to have the strength from Holy Spirit to get to the destination before Ahab did. Amen. So I want to encourage you today. It doesn't matter how fast you've been going or how long you have not been prepared. Now is the time to get prepared. I hear the other, you know, scripture that says that God will redeem your time. So many of us in the situation that we're in right now is the COVID-19 virus that has happened. And many have been quarantined all around the world. But this has been a time have many have been renewed, restored, rejuvenated, and have heard the voice of the Lord that he's sending rain. Amen. Because you notice the prophet said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Amen. So my question to you is, what are you hearing from God? What are the instructions that he gave you? And what are you hearing? Isn't it abundance of rain? Are you hearing anything at all? And after you hear, will you continue to pray like Elijah, or will you prematurely celebrate like Ahab? Will you be persistent to keep having faith when it doesn't seem as if it happened, wouldn't happen because of the first time? Will you continue until you see God manifested? Has God shown you a cloud with a glimpse or a sign that God is about to restore, renew, or refresh you and your circumstance? For when it's God's time, he will empower you to have victory over every circumstance. So, also, what is your famine? What are you going through right now? What is the situation that's happening in your life that you need God to rain on? Well, I believe whatever your circumstance is, whatever situation that you're going through, God can send the rain. Amen. Many of us have missed the sign of the cloud of a size of a man's hand. That's how small the cloud was. But it was a sign that God was about to fulfill his promise to rain upon that land. So I want you to know that even if it's just a small bit of hope, that is enough to let you know that God is about to answer your request, that God is about to answer your prayer, that God is about to bring breakthrough to your house. So I want you to be encouraged on today. I want you to know that you can look up and look for the cloud. Because it says after they saw the cloud, they began to walk in a manifestation of it. They began to walk it out in faith. Even though there was no full manifestation of the rain, just that cloud was a sign for them to start moving, to walk in faith. And as they begin to move in faith, and as they begin to walk forward in faith, it says that There begin to be many large dark clouds, which represents rain, which represents the storm clouds, the rain, in a good way. And it began to rain, and it began to rain, and it was a great rain, it says. And the clouds were large, amen. And it says, and not only did he hear a sound, but it was clouds and it was wind, amen. Wind also represents the power of Holy Spirit, amen. The wind of his glory, amen. The power of the Holy Spirit. He empowers, he refreshes, he renews, amen. So I want you to be encouraged on today to know that God is faithful, that promise, and there's no situation that he can't change for his glory. So I'd like to pray real quick. God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We pray even now, God, that you would just have your way on your people on today, in your people and through them, in their situations, that God, you would prove yourself to be mighty and strong. That God, we just thank you for the cloud the size of a man's hand, which is just a sign to let us know that you're moving on behalf of us and that you're behind the scenes, changing the situation, changing the circumstance, and you're changing us in the midst of it. So God, we thank you for victory in every area of our life. And God, we just bless you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. And again, thank you all for listening in and tuning to Prophetic Expressions, the podcast. May God continue to bless you. God bless.